That's why it is said, Mama Maya Durakraya. My Maya is insurmountable. And Prabhupada said, don't think that you are stronger than Maya. Don't think that you won't be affected by Maya. You can overcome the influence of Maya. It's impossible. As Krishna himself is saying, Mama Maya Durattaya. And this is how Maya may come. Maya can come in so many ways. Because Maya knows our weaknesses. And Maya can come in. Like how can Maya come? When we are sleeping, when we don't have any control over ourselves, Maya can enter in our sleep. When Maya can actually influence our mind also and make us forget. So that is how strong Maya is. Therefore, don't underestimate Maya. Prabhupada warned us again and again, don't underestimate Maya. Always be afraid of Maya. Always be afraid of Maya. But Prabhupada also gave us the solution to Maya's influence. Prabhupada told us that Maya is strong, very strong. Maya is Krishna's energy. Therefore, it's impossible to overcome the influence of Maya. The only way you get the protection from Maya is association of devotees. Because association of devotees is also Krishna's energy. And that association is Krishna's internal energy. Maya is Krishna's external energy, Bohiranga Shakti. Whereas association of devotees is Antaranga Shakti. Therefore, association of devotees is the only way we can get protection. Therefore, always remain in the association of devotees. And association devotees means serious devotees. Not anybody. Even then, it gives protection. Even a new bhakta can give us protection. A new bhakta who knows the standard, if he sees that we are deviating, he will point out. Maharaj, it shouldn't be, you should do that, isn't it? But Prabhu, you shouldn't do that. So that is how association of devotees give protection. Therefore, we should be very afraid to be alone. Ekaki amar nahi paibol harinam shunkirtan.